DJ. Who that is, ho? Who that is, ho?
What's up, Tracy?
What's up, Trenisha?
Oh, nothing much. We're back.
Yay! Y'all missed us. We know.
Yeah,
of
course.
We've been getting the DMs.
Yeah. DMs been popping.
They have. Because y'all been trying to pop it for pimp.
Right. It's much appreciated, though. That means y'all are listening to us as we talk about our favorite subjects. So.
So what's been up with you? What have you been got? What you got going?
Shit, nothing. Work. School.
How's school going?
It's all right. Yeah.
The thrill is gone.
It's like, now it's like, shit. Like another assignment? Damn.
Then we just finish one?
Right, yeah.
That's so funny.
That's my vibe right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm kind of tired. I was just saying I need to take me a day off because I just haven't taken off since I started this job. Like 6 months ago.
That's really good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
No. It's good for them.
Yeah, it is.
They're good getting their money's worth. But absolutely. No, I need some me time.
I agree with that too.
Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to take a day off soon. I don't know when. Mm-hmm. I've already put in my days off my birthday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I need a mini vacation before my vacation. So, but nothing really new. Like, shit, work, school, and boo.
No.
And mommy.
No.
Journey started guitar lessons.
Did she?
Mm-hmm.
How is that going?
Yeah. You know, she's
really funny.
My daughter's very
Gemini-ish.
Yeah. So
full-fledged Gemini.
Yeah.
She walked in here today and cut her eyes in there.
Yeah. For no reason.
No reason whatsoever. I did nothing. And then she told her mama that she doesn't trust me.
Yeah.
So we got some issues that we have to
probably. They have a love-hate relationship.
We do. Sometimes
they're kind of like frenemies.
Frenemies. We are frenemies. One day. Don't. And let me not talk too loud, because if she hear me.
She going to come here very late.
She is.
So, she started guitar lessons.
For real.
Nah, but other than that, nothing really. Went to the movies this weekend. Seen Venom. I liked it.
Did you?
Well, see, I love comic book movies anyway, so I think he only took me because I was like laying around the house bored. Like, I was at his house.
It's like, come on, get your ass.
He was like, man, come on, go put some clothes on, let's go. I was like, where we go? He's like, I know you like superhero movies. That Venom movie came out.
That's so awesome.
I was like, oh, okay, yeah, let's go. So we went to go do that, and it was like a late night movie on a Sunday.
That's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, he's such a sweetie pie.
That's
okay. And he does not like the nickname Just Incredible. Incredible. No. So
no matter.
We're not. No, I thought we were going to change it to something else.
Gosh, that was creative.
She said that because she came up with it. But anyway, we're going to come up with another name for him.
Just in time.
What? He going to be like, damn it, Tracy.
I'm just saying.
No. Next.
Just in case.
just in case I'm making home tonight.
That's not the song to go with it.
That's the first thing you thought of.
Jeez, well, scratch that one.
What was another song?
I don't know.
That's the only song that you can think of when you say just in case.
I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know.
See? So what's going on with you? You still curving niggas?
It's like, you and Marcia gonna chill.
See, but Marcia agreed with me, though. Shout out to Marcia, because she agreed with me when I said Tracy was curving niggas.
I am not! I'm not.
Just one nigga.
Yeah.
One or two.
Meh. Okay. But, no, I just been really chilling. I've been chilling. I ain't really been doing nothing.
Oh, okay.
I've been working.
Mm-hmm.
It's been rainy and cold.
This weather, I fucking hate this weather.
I love it.
Oh my God.
I've been so happy because what you don't understand is that I'm steady going. So this type of weather, people cancel things. So
I mean, yeah, that's the good part. House. Like, that's the introvert.
Mm-hmm.
Part of us.
Oh my God!
I don't like being cold. I hate
blankets. I'm good.
No.
See, I'm that person that'll crank the air up and then cover it with two blankets.
See, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. And see, it's. I was about to say his real name, Lord. Sorta Boo. That's his new name.
Sorta Boo.
Sorta Boo.
Sorta
Boo.
That's worse than Justin.
I mean, he knows I call him that. So, Sorta Boo sleeps with a fan and stuff on.
Right.
But I just found out he sleeps with socks on. I don't know how I never noticed this before. Because I was
fucking.
Possibly. No, but he.
Did he fuck with socks on too?
No. That's why I'm like, that's I don't know weird. How I didn't notice.
So he puts it on afterwards.
He don't do it all the time. That's what I'm saying. I think maybe because.
It's cold?
I think because we fuck and then we fall asleep. So he.
But. Never really worried
about it. The other night we didn't. And we literally just went to sleep. And he had on socks. I was like, you psychopath. Who sleeps with. Who sleeps with socks on? Like, who does it? And I tried to do it last night.
You tried to?
Yeah. I had called him. I was like, hey, I better try to sleep some socks on.
Intentionally, and you told him, okay, that's not weird.
No, of course not. Yes, it's weird because it's me. But it lasted like 2 seconds.
Yeah, you get irritated.
I was like, how in the hell does anybody sleep with socks on? Like,
only way that, I mean, I know for me, I have to be dog tired in order for me to sleep with socks on.
Even still, I will still... Take them out. Like, I just cannot. It's not.
I don't know. But then again, I know for one. I mean, one, obviously, I don't have carpet. So when I walk around here with socks, little fibers and shit get on my. So I'm just like. Mm-mm.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. He doesn't do it all the time. And so I guess he can just go either way. Like, socks, no socks. And at that moment, he decided to do socks.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he'll grow out of it. I don't know what you want out of this. Is it not okay? Is it that bothersome to you?
No, it's fine, but...
Just weird?
I think he's a psychopath now.
I mean, he's dating you.
So clearly something wrong with him.
Obviously something is wrong with him. This is just the beginning.
Touche.
Just saying.
Good point there. Okay.
But yeah, no, other than that, I ain't been doing nothing.
All right, well, let's get into some music news.
To lady humps? I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets the people going.
All right, Tracy, so what you been listening to?
Ooh, Quavo dropped his new project.
Ooh. So, did you listen to it?
I did.
And thoughts?
So, first of all, I think my mind has been programmed at this point with these stupid-ass EPs. Mm-hmm. Because I thought his album was actually long.
It was long. Because how many songs on there? Like 19?
It was 19 songs.
See? Yeah. That is long.
Because,
you know... Traditional albums usually are like 14, 15, 16 songs.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, like this new age, because Kanye came out with the whole seven-song shit, and then everybody's had 5, 6 songs on their stuff. So
yeah.
That 19 songs, like, woo.
Yeah, that was a
lot. It reminded me of Chris Brown.
It did. It put me into the 45 songs. I was like, yeah, damn, this is a lot.
Yeah. So I didn't even get through all of it.
I will say that it gave me a greater appreciation of the EPs because it, I don't remember all of the songs that's on there. So if there would have been like, or even if he would like have been a, like a double album or something like that, at least I would have been able to take the first part, kind of, you know, dissect it a little bit, see what I like, see what I didn't. But with me sitting there listening to, I mean, it was entertaining.
I was a little underwhelmed because I felt like maybe because I was looking more into his album art, his cover art. And I didn't feel like it matched it.
You didn't think? I thought it matched it. It was weird as fuck. It was weird. It was Quavo. Like, I'm gonna be honest. It was exactly what I kind of expected from him because he's typically the flashy, the artistic one. You know,
I'm ready for Takeoff to come out with his solo. I like Takeoff because I like his voice, and I like Offset's voice too. But you know, Offset had his little joint project with
Metro Boomin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm ready for Takeoff to come out with something because I feel like he's probably the better lyricist.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think he's so foreshadowed all the time by he's overshadowed by Quavo.
But I think because his personality is like
introvert.
Yeah, you know, but Quavo, I'll have to try to go back and revisit and try to listen to it. I only listened to a couple songs, so I can't even tell you.
I'm not listening to it again.
What about Usher? You know, he came out with.
So, Usher and Zaytoven.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a lot of people that was like, that was cute. Mm-hmm. The only song that truly, truly stood out to me was Peace Sign.
Okay.
The rest of it he could have kept.
Yeah, I just felt like he could have came a little harder. Because, I mean, Usher's low-key a legend.
And that's why I didn't understand why he partnered with Zaytoven to actually even put... And it's no discredit to Zaytoven at all. But I feel like Usher can really, truly stand on his own.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been one of the artists that have continuously evolved with time.
Yes.
So I
think that was his way of trying to go into this new era of music.
He didn't need it,
but I think he was just trying to reach that.
I feel like he that was other generation.
Yeah, yeah. But you know who is coming out with a new album? And I'm looking forward to it.
Your name on there?
Mariah Carey.
No, I'm gonna tell you who I'm looking forward to. And you're gonna be looking forward to it too.
Solange.
Yes.
Listen, I was listening to her today. I was like, let me go revisit Solange. I was listening to A Seat at the Table.
The announcement, and I was in bed last night, and I was like, yes.
I was like, I hope she comes to Dallas on a little tour. Like, I have got to be there.
Oh my God.
I was listening to A Seat at the Table, and I was listening to her EP True, which is very underrated. A lot of people probably don't even know
it exists. All of her music is underrated. So, riding in the car it was like a month or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to Tony.
Mm-hmm.
And Rain. Yes. Rain was like, Mama, what is this? Why did I break down this song? And she was like, what? And I done gave her educate. This is what this means.
Yeah.
This is what she's saying.
Yeah.
And it's actually, girl, she was like, okay.
Yeah. I would probably be like, let's pull up the video on YouTube. Girl, I be doing that too.
Yes.
Like, girl, let me put you on some real music.
You hear me?
Okay.
You know, we say, oh, do it.
Yeah, we do. And that's fine.
Back in my day.
Yeah. Like, girl, you ain't never heard this song? Hold on. And now I made Jordan watch the video. She was like, Mama.
That's so funny. But yes, I was definitely.
No, I'm definitely looking forward to that. Because she, now that's somebody who's ever evolving and creating her own wave.
Man, she's fucking dope.
I feel like she's like me if I was a singer.
she's my Erykah Badu, Janelle Monáe mixed together.
Yeah.
She's like Erykah
Badu. Mixed with Janae. Aiko and a little SZA, and
we just said that because she did a video.
Well, yeah, No. I mean, no. She sings better than SZA, but...
She does, absolutely.
Yeah. But I love Solange, so I'm definitely looking forward to that album. Mm-hmm. What else have you been listening to or have you checked out?
So, Ella Mai finally dropped her album.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know... Ella Mai.
You know what it start off with? Well, you know.
Yeah. It's not usually good. Not that positive when I say
no.
It was okay.
It was cute.
It was okay.
I expected more.
I was expecting a little more. But people was like, oh, I'm loving this Ella Mai. I didn't have that vibe. It was
so,
like,
my little cousin actually, we were texting. Because she texted me and she was like, she put it in the group, our family group chat or whatever. And she was just like, oh my God, I no skips on the new Ella Mai album. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I love this. She sings like she's in love. And I was like, huh. Never really thought about it like that. But that's why you like it. Because you're engaged and you're about to get married.
Oh, okay. That explains
so you're
it.
It's relating to you. And yeah. I'm saying that I'm bashing love at this point or anything like that. But... what I'm saying is that, you know, like, I don't know. It was just...
I guess you just have to be in that mindset to really appreciate her music, maybe. I don't know. I don't even think you have to be, but I was just underwhelmed.
To me, and I'm going to be on... But this is another key point to that, was she was under the impression that this was Ella Mai's first project.
Oh, okay. I think most people are under that impression.
I think so, too. Mm-hmm. Because she was like, this is her first album. She did awesome. And I was like, no, she had two EPs in 2016.
Yeah, this is her first, like, mainstream
shit. She's been doing her little thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I think that's the problem with... well, I didn't like it. Mm-hmm. I think I
because we know,
it to
yeah, we know her
10,000 hours and
Naked.
Yeah, and Naked. She put it on here as a bonus.
Yeah,
it came out as a single,
and that was like
right what? After Booed Up went.
But
big.
Before it was a single, it had been out for at least a year or two.
It had. And I was like, I would hope that everybody goes back and revisits
some of her old stuff
now. Mm-hmm. So they can actually see. Another thing that I didn't really like about Ella Mai, and I thought she was going to grow out of it, but she didn't. The goddamn talking after every song.
I thought I was the only one. I was like, this bitch loved to hear her talk.
Like,
her
self
talk. Like, you love your voice. Like,
bitch,
you love to hear yourself talk.
And be done.
I thought I was the only one.
Every song she has to explain it. And I don't need your explanation, baby girl. You have an extraordinary voice. If you cannot translate what you're feeling through your song,
then you,
I don't need
right.
no monologue afterwards.
No. Mm-mm.
So
I thought I was the only one who was like, damn, shut up. Just go to the next song. But every song she has some type of commentary, which, okay, it's cool for like one or two songs. Yeah, that's cool. But damn, like she really liked herself, her voice. So, but anyway, I was underwhelmed by Ella Mai. Is that all that, who else came? Anybody else came out? It was Quavo, and then,
Toby Mac came out with something. I ain't listened to it.
No, I ain't listened to that.
Who else?
I can't even think of it right now.
I think those were the only three.
The three main
that came out.
I mean, of course, there's, like, other artists that came out, but, just the people that I know that our listeners listen to. Those are the only ones that's come out. So yeah, so I've been listening to Solange. I've been listening to Janae Aiko.
Young Buck came out with an album.
What? Did you say Young Buck?
Young Buck.
Like G Unit?
Yeah. G Unit.
Okay.
Young Buck, yeah, it's called 10 Politics.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, you know who I finally listened to? Not listened to, but I heard one of her songs, and I've never listened to her before. Tokyo Jets.
Oh, you know what? She did come out with something, and I actually liked her project.
I like her.
I've seen one of her videos. This is the very first song I've ever heard of her. I've never listened to her. And I was like, let me, because I thought she was one of them dolls, like Cuban doll, Asian doll. And I definitely don't know any of their music, but I was like, let me check out this chick. I seen her video. I was like, okay, she's actually pretty dope. Like,
yeah, she
is. And then I had to remember, I was like, damn, she looks so familiar. Mm-hmm. And Bae told me, he was like, she was on Facebook, you know, doing freestyles in the car. And I was like, that's where I've seen her from. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if y'all haven't heard her music yet, y'all should definitely check out Tokyo Jets. Yeah, I think she was definitely dope. Yeah.
She was dope.
And she signed to T.I. or somebody, I think.
Did she really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
I think what kept me away from her is because I ain't trying a black name, mama name, like Tokyo something.
Yeah. Tokyo Tony?
Yeah, that's, I mean, I'll
just. You thought? But like I said, I thought she was one of them dolls.
So, that, I think the name and the perception behind all the rest of this would keep me away. But I did listen to her. Yeah. And I was actually pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, I was too. I was like, okay.
So, yeah. I became a fan of her.
Yeah. I'm going to have to check out the rest of her stuff.
Other than that, I really haven't been listening to anything. I've been on Tiny Desk concerts at work.
Yeah. I get the notifications. When they, yeah, I do. I put my notifications on so when a new episode come out, I can see if I want to listen to it or not.
Not that committed yet.
I am.
Maybe I should.
Yeah, you should. I mean, they have dope stuff on there.
All these fucking times.
Yeah. Mac Miller, Tyler, the Creator.
I listened to T-Pain. Mac Miller today. I listened to T-Pain yesterday. who else did I listen to today? Daniel Caesar.
Mm-hmm. Which his was good because he brought out her.
He did. However, I will say I was not impressed with his live voice versus his studio voice.
Really?
I think he has a nice voice. Maybe he needed to warm up.
I feel like on his Tiny Desk concert, I feel like he was a little like
reserved.
Yeah.
He looked real ashy too.
He always looked ashy. But he cut his hair. Did you see that? Yes. Which he needed to because he looked like.
He looked ashy as fuck.
He needed to cut his hair.
But Tyler, the Creator, his was really, really dope.
Mm-hmm.
Chance the Rapper.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't rap, he did poetry.
Yes, I think I seen dope. His. And I seen, do you know who Tank and the Bangas are?
I seen that one and I haven't
seen
them
You got it.
But I was going in order, like whatever they were playing, that's what I was listening to. Oh, okay. To.
Tank and the Bangas, you gotta listen to them.
Okay,
they're really dope. Tomorrow. It's like poetry music type.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, it's really, really dope. You gotta listen to them.
So, yeah, I've been on those.
Yeah. So, check out Tiny Desk Concerts on YouTube.
Yeah, it's a NPR production.
Yeah.
So, if anybody, I mean, obviously.
It's like, are they in a library or what is that?
I think
it's like a little bookstore or something. Yeah. Is they're literally at a tiny desk.
Yeah.
And
they got a whole band behind the desk.
And yeah, they have a whole band and they're doing like.
That's what Chance the Rapper said. He was like, I didn't think we was actually going to be at a desk. Really funny. Like, come on.
Yeah. But it's really dope. I really like watching those. So.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get into the sex position. All right, so today's sex position is called the downstroke. And the downstroke is to provide a lot of stimulation to your G-spot. And, you know, last week we talked about G-spots and everything like that. But because of this particular topic, this position will stimulate your G-spot to help you squirt. So what you would need to do is start off by lying on your back on the edge of your bed or your sofa with your legs raised in the air, pointing towards the ceiling. And your man will be standing in front of you, facing you. And he will grab your legs, pull you up towards him so that he can enter you while standing up almost straight. So when he lifts you up towards him, he will be lifting your waist off the bed so that you're only your upper back and your shoulders and head are resting on the bed. So pretty much you're going to be almost upside down. So if you're not in the position to do that, please take caution or try a different position. But again, this position is supposed to help you squirt and stimulate your G-spot. And while your man is holding you like this, if you find it tough to do, just use pillows. Try to make it as comfortable as possible. And also, guys, if you're willing to try this, do not just thrust in and out. Try to grind. The whole point is to get your girl to squirt. And that is called the downstroke. Asking all them questions. Asking all them questions. Why you asking all them questions? Making statements. Asking all them questions. Asking all them questions. Why you asking all them questions? Making statements. All right, Tracy. So we actually have a listener question today. And her question was, any tips on how to prevent gagging while giving head?
So this brought me in the frame of mind of our episode, that was actually one of the tips. Instead of actually saying ah when you when you have a penis in your mouth.
That sounds so serious.
I know. You're not at the dentist.
All right, don't say ah.
Right.
Say ooh.
If you say ooh, it relaxes the back. What is it? Urethra? No.
Your urethra is in your mouth. You're thinking of the wrong part of your body.
Wrong hole.
Wrong hole.
Is the
uvula.
Yeah. Your uvula. It'll relax your uvula and it'll allow the better entry point. So if you say ooh, not I, that relaxes it and it actually prevents you from gagging. Also, another tip was, especially for the beginners, if you lay on your back on the bed, lay your head off the bed, and if you're giving oral that way, it relaxes your throat as well. So you're less likely to gag, and you're also, it's more, I guess, freedom of entry. Also, there's products that you can use. There is Good Head Spray.
Good Head, that's what I was thinking.
So it's called Good Head Spray.
I called it Deep Throat.
Okay.
I mean, I guess it does help you.
It does, but it's called Good Head. They come in flavors, so that helps as well. Mm-hmm. That helps you salivate. But definitely, it's a numbing spray. So you can spray it at the back of your throat. It numbs your throat, so he gets the pleasure. You don't gag as much.
Yeah.
Another product, and that product is actually, I mean, you can find it at like Walmart or something like that.
Mm-hmm. CVS, Walgreens or something.
Yeah. There's another one called Go Deep. It's a they have it in cherry spray. Also, Comfortably Numb is another spray that you can actually use in order to relax and not feel as much and to reduce sensitivity in your throat. So those are a few things that you can definitely try. You got anything else?
And one of my tips would be to make sure you continue breathing. Because I think a lot of times if you're gagging, it's because you're trying to hold your breath because you have a dick in your mouth. So try to keep breathing.
Yeah, breathe through your nose.
Yeah.
Don't breathe through your mouth. Yeah. Breathe through your nose. Continue breathing because it's not sexy when you pass out.
Yeah, and then also if you just can't, if none of these tips work for you, don't force yourself to try to... like deep throat and all this stuff, because not everybody can do that. So utilize your hands. Give the illusion that you're deep throating.
Focus on them.
Yeah, grapefruit them. Use both hands. Focus on the tip. That's where most of the nerve endings are. So I wouldn't even worry about trying to deep throat and fuck up your gag reflexes and stuff. He gonna be appreciative either way.
I will also say that practice makes perfect.
True.
So if you're only giving oral once a month or whatever the case may be, of course your mouth is not, I guess,
accustomed.
Not used to
it. It's not accustomed to it. So
you're accustomed to it. So therefore, the more you try, the more you, basically practice at the art,
and you'll get more comfortable. And I think too, you may
it could be nerves as mm-hmm. well, because yeah. you're trying to focus on pleasing him. But if you, you know, just realize, okay, I know I can do this, so I'm just going to try to use these tips. If they don't work, then fuck it.
Don't put so much thought into it.
Yeah, just do it. And if you can't do it, it's fine.
Yeah.
As don't long as he's not, he okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, those are our tips for how to help
comfortably
with...
Comfortably deep throat.
Yeah. Gag reflexes and everything. So, use your sprays, use your hands, mm-hmm. and breathe.
Breathe through your nose.
And if y'all have any other questions, feel free to hit us up in our DM.
And we'll be sure to answer them.
All right.
So it's topic time.
It's topic time. It's topic time. Hey, it's topic time. It's topic time.
Hey, sloppy topic.
Sloppy topic. All right, so today's topic is female ejaculation. As you guys know, last week we discussed the male G-spot. And we also touched bases on the female G-spot. So we thought we would just continue on that series and discuss the female ejaculation, also known as squirting.
Squirting.
Yes. So, Tracy, yes. tell the people, are you a squirter or not?
It's going to put me on blast like yeah, that. Hey, we're just going to jump into it.
Yeah, we're jumping right into it. It's sloppy topic time.
Okay. Well, me personally, I am a squirter.
When did you find this out?
Ooh, it's been some years ago.
Really?
It's been some years ago. I'd probably say about seven, 8 years ago yeah. I found out. It was a little shock to me at first. What the fuck is going on here? But, no, definitely I am a squirter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I would probably say that I think I mastered it at this point mm-hmm. after some research.
Research, okay.
And,
is that what we're calling it?
That's what we're calling it, research. and some labs.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I've actually discovered what makes me squirt, what mm-hmm. doesn't make me squirt. I don't know. Okay. I guess the whole stigma of is it pee, mm-hmm. is it not pee, that type of stuff.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to be discussing today. Yeah. So, I mean, to answer everybody else's question, I am not a squirter per se.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like flow, like a little puddle. I'm not doing no Pornhub squirting, okay? So, that's Tracy. you know your DMs about to be popping.
No!
They were like, damn, she squirt. I ain't never seen
so
that.
So many questions. No.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Hit up Tracy.
Don't. No. I've actually had a whole conversation today about the signs behind squirting and all of this
with
one of our listeners.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've had conversations all day today, actually. When they found out this is what we were talking about, they was like, oh, word?
Yeah.
Yeah. Many questions. So many.
So we'll try to answer all of them as much as we possibly can.
Yes.
And obviously, I can answer from experience. Mm-hmm. And,
we're going to,
research and experience.
Yeah.
So
the first question, and I posted this on my Instagram story, and this is probably the main question that most people have. Is it pee or not?
I'm going to be honest with you. When I first found out that I could, that was my first reaction.
Did you think you peed?
I swear to God. I was like, what the fuck? Oh, my God. Right. I don't know how this happened. Mm-hmm. I did not have to pee just a few minutes ago. Mm-hmm. Like, what?
Right.
I'm sorry.
I think most men, at least... Okay, from my Instagram story, most men replied and said, yeah, they think it's piss.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's pee. It's straight
most
up
Most men did or most mm-hmm. women?
No, most men.
Okay.
Some of the women, half of the women was like, no, it's not pee at all. And then the other half was like, it's a mixture of pee and other secretions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we are going to answer the question and let y'all get verification on if it's pee or not.
Absolutely. So, and I'm just going to say my research point of view again. You know, as y'all know, if y'all listened before, I'm the research person.
Mm-hmm.
That includes doing labs on my goddamn self. So
we go deep on the clip.
When I did find out that this was something that I could do, mm-hmm. definitely, I'm not going to lie, I tried sex on a full bladder.
Mm-hmm.
I tried sex after, like, right before me emptying my bladder. Mm-hmm. So I would go to the bathroom, pee.
So did that make a difference?
No.
Yeah.
And which is the reason why I came that to the conclusion that it's what? Not pee.
Exactly.
Because I was like, when I had a full bladder, mm-hmm. it became more uncomfortable because I had to pee.
Yes.
So it was more so of, hey, we gotta stop. I gotta go to the bathroom real fast.
Mm-hmm.
Versus when I emptied my bladder, it flowed naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not. Another thing is that through research, and not of my own, but me just researching things, there's different smells to
mm-hmm.
it. Absolutely. And I'll say this. You can't smell pee all the time.
Right.
If
you drink lots of water.
Yeah, if you drink lots of water, then you're not going to be able to smell the pee.
Mm-hmm.
Also, obviously, the coloration is completely different if you drink lots of water. I will be the first to tell you, I am not that person to drink water.
And see, I drink water, and I drink a lot of, like, natural juices.
I don't drink water. I hate water.
Really?
Water's always been gross to me. Contrary to beliefs, it has a taste. So, definitely the fact that when I actually urinate in a toilet
mm-hmm.
versus me actually climaxing,
mm-hmm.
it was not the same.
Right.
It was not the same color. It was not
Question.
The same.
Because, okay, female ejaculation,
mm-hmm.
so it's not coming from the same coming.
Pun intended. No pun intended.
It's not coming from the same place as pee, or is it?
No.
My understanding, and from my somewhat puddle, It comes from...
Your nickname gonna be Puddles.
Yeah.
Bro, yeah, they gonna be your DM calling you Puddles. That's funny.
That is funny. So, from my little puddle, it comes from your vaginal opening.
Yeah, it does.
And not from your urethra, which is where pee comes from.
No, so, your pee comes from your bladder.
But that's what I'm saying. Your urethra is the little hole. So I'm saying, that's another test that verifies that it's not pee. Even mm-hmm. though, you know, your G-spot is, like, close to your bladder because if you're pressing it or if you're stimulating it correctly and you're going to squirt,
mm-hmm.
it's not pee. It's coming from two different places.
Yeah, there's a tiny gland
mm-hmm.
on the side of your urethra where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not coming out of the same hole as your pee comes from.
Right.
True enough, it's around that same.
Mm-hmm.
I won't lie and say that... It doesn't have pee in there, of
mm-hmm.
course, because it's coming through the vaginal area, and so does your damn pee.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to find traces of urine.
Yeah, but it's not solely pee. It's not like somebody's pee.
It's not.
Ain't
not
no
even,
golden showers. Ain't no R. Kelly-ness.
Absolutely not. It's not by far. I've looked, again, when I first found out, I looked under several different articles to mm-hmm. find out what the hell is wrong with me. Like, what is going on with my, you know, that this is happening.
Yeah.
It only happened in certain positions,
mm-hmm.
certain things. Like, certain arousal points would definitely make me gush.
Oh, so y'all gonna be calling her Gusher.
Better than Puddle.
Puddles is, sounds like a little cute little pet name.
Puddles, huh?
Yeah, Puddles. Puddles.
I hope he calls you Puddles for
now. No. He's probably not even going to listen to this episode. I say that every episode and then he ends up listening. So.
But so definitely it comes from, it's a gland that's on the side of your urethra that this comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's not even the numbers or the percentage of it that it has of urine in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not no outside, you know,
just it's like a low percentage.
Like,
yeah.
It's a very, very low percentage of urine that it actually has mm-hmm. in there, which is the reason why it does not taste like
mm-hmm.
urine. It does not smell like urine.
Yeah.
It does not stain yeah. like urine.
Now, if you got somebody who claims they are squirting,
and it stains your sheets, baby, they are peeing on you.
Yeah, they're peeing.
They're peeing.
Okay.
It's just like cum. Like
yeah.
when you would regularly nut or mm-hmm. cum, it should not stain right. whatsoever.
Yeah.
It should come out as a very clear substance.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a very
clear or their diet way. Is just off. That's why y'all need to get a vegetarian.
We promote vegetarians.
Yeah, I'm promoting vegetarians. Not this vegetarian, but like other vegetarians.
Okay, POTUS. Okay. Now there's percentages out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 35 to 50% of women have at least squirted one time.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say once I did it the first time, I was just like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
100% of women actually can
mm-hmm.
squirt.
Yeah. It's really just about the proper mm-hmm. stimulation.
Proper stimulation, and I believe it's all about muscle control.
Mm-hmm.
If you are familiar with Kegels
yeah.
and your yoni balls
yeah.
and yoni eggs, then definitely you can control your urge to thrust out mm-hmm. your cum versus...
Because this is what I think happens with a lot of women who hasn't. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, this is what I think. I think a lot of times you get that urge because what happens is it feels like you have to pee, but you don't have to pee. So a lot of times they hold back thinking that they have to pee, not realizing, no, bitch, you're about to squirt and he's going to love it. So in the future, if you do have that urge, you have to pee while you're having sex. Let it go. Don't, I mean, unless you really got to pee, mm-hmm. don't pee. If you know you have an empty bladder, but yet you're getting that urge to pee,
mm-hmm.
that is what it is. Don't hold it. Just mm-hmm. go with it. And you're going to squirt or you may puddle. And then, and he's going to like it. Squirt or puddle. I'm just saying. Because when I think of squirting, I think of, like, Tracy over here, Gusher.
It's very possible, also, I will say, to squirt back to back to back. That's another thing that gave me the, I guess, confirmation that it was not pee.
Mm-hmm.
Because when, just me personally, when the amount of liquid that comes out
mm-hmm.
continuously comes out.
Gusher.
It's not pee.
Gusher.
Like, it is no way, no form, no fashion pee.
That's why you're gusher.
So, definitely, I mean, it's totally different. It's completely different.
Mm-hmm.
But
you know what? We're going to help you guys.
Yeah.
Well, ladies. We're going to help you ladies. And guys, help them... get your girl to squirt or get yourself to squirt or whatever. So mm-hmm. I actually have some masturbation tips mm-hmm. to help you squirt.
Mm-hmm.
There's 4 different techniques that can help you, okay? Now, the first one is called the hook. And this is really the best technique. So what you'll do is just lay on your back, insert your ring and your middle finger, and go to work. Find your G-spot and use those 2 fingers and... stimulate your G-spot that way. That's the best technique. Another technique, which is called...
I got that same technique, but it's called the devil's horn.
Because it does kind of look like the devil's horn.
Insert your middle finger and your ring finger. Find your G-spot. Alternate between rising and reducing pressure on your G-spot. And then raise the tempo as you go.
And that's where I was going with the push button.
Yeah.
Well, it's called push the button. So the push the button, you're pretty much pushing on your G-spot. And you're pretty much experimenting with the different pressure levels. Mm-hmm. So depending on your anatomy, your body, you kind of know what works for you and what doesn't. So you'll just kind of like push harder, push softer, whatever. And that's the push the button.
Or it's also called, which I actually, when I researched, it was called this, and also somebody else, one of the listeners that I was talking to earlier said the same thing. It's called come here.
Come here.
Because I got that too. That's my third one. To come here.
Yeah, my third one is the come hither, where you're pretty much use the tips of your fingers to run over your G spot, like you're saying, come here.
Mm-hmm.
So just use that particular motion, but insert it in your vagina, and that will probably definitely help you discover your G spot and help you squirt. And then my last tip is called the arm shaker. It's pretty much a combination of the push the button and the come hither. So what you do is have your arm on top of your clitoris. Mm-hmm. Leave it there because it kind of helps stimulate that as well as while you're pushing your G-spot as well as rubbing it using the come hither technique. So if you do all three of those together, most definitely you should squirt or puddle. So those are my four different techniques to help you squirt. And like, you know, you guys heard the sex position earlier, so that's a way that the guys can help you ladies squirt as well. And if you want to see your girl squirt, that's what you'll need to do.
Absolutely. I mean, again, I will reiterate, 100% of women can squirt. It's just a matter of, I guess, you feeling comfortable.
Yeah.
I think it goes back to the sex position of the week.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I don't know what's wrong with my dog right now. Y'all excuse my dog because
she's going crazy.
She is. And honestly, all she wants to do is come in.
Yeah.
That's her way of telling me, can you open this damn door? Yeah. Let me in. But I was going to say, what always tends to help me is that the grinding.
Mm-hmm.
The grinding does stimulate more so than
the thrusting.
The thrusting, absolutely. The thrusting feels great. Thrusting typically gives me a clitoris orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
However, the grinding will actually give me...
stimulate the G-spot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And I will say, not all the time. Don't get me wrong. Not all the time. There is thrusting that actually works. But again, it has to be at certain angles in order to get me there.
Yeah, your angles definitely matter when it comes to, like, the squirting. And, you know, squirting during sex, guys love that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little story. So one of our listeners, he was saying that his coworker listens to our show. And I guess we had mentioned squirting the last episode, and he was saying how he flies down his chick. Mind you, they're like on a naval base somewhere, and she said she right here, but he flies this chick down like every so often solely because she knows how to squirt.
Mm-hmm. And I think with time you get so comfortable with your body that you know what triggers that make yourself do what.
Yeah.
Again, a key point for me is all muscular.
Mm-hmm.
As I was talking earlier, I had a conversation, like I said, with one of the listeners. I was explaining to him that once I have reached the climax where I have squirted, the clitoris orgasm tends to follow right after that because at this point I'm so, you know, it becomes so wet that is easily stimulated.
Right.
As we learned last episode, when you're stimulated that way, your clitoris and your G-spot, they both grow.
Yeah,
so it becomes extremely sensitive to any
And
motion.
That goes to the point of there are different types of orgasms. Mm-hmm. And we'll have an episode about that as well. So look forward to that. But as far as squirting, another thing, like you said, knowing your body and knowing what you like and what you don't like. Some tips I have for that is like masturbate. You know, like use those tips I provided earlier. And then also make sure that you're fully aroused. You know, you're not going to squirt or even attempt to squirt if you're really not into it. So, you know, watch a little porn with your boo, or
make a little porn with your boo.
Do lots of kissing, whatever it is that gets you turned completely on. Do that first before you're like jump up and like, you know, I've been trying to squirt for you. No.
And I would definitely suggest that if it's your first time, definitely empty your bladder before going into this, so you can feel secure enough that
knowing that you're not going to pee,
because you're really not peeing on this man or this woman, because definitely you can squirt from fingering or vibrators or toys or something of that nature. Because once again, one of the main hits is once you stimulate the G spot, then other things follow. So definitely. I personally will also say, I'm not gonna lie, after good sex and where I've just completely let go, like, it's just, man, oh my God, stay hydrated.
Oh yeah.
Like,
keep your little bottle of Gatorade or something on the side, like, of wherever you fucking.
It's like I smoked some weed afterwards. I got cotton.
Right, your mouth all dry.
Because I'm like, oh, fuck. But
stay hydrated, people.
Absolutely stay hydrated. And I will say also, it's not, it's other ways to squirt. You can squirt riding him. I've done that before. A good way that you can do, especially completely 100% aroused, is the riding position where you're actually on your feet and you're
not bouncing, on your knees.
Yeah, not on your knees, but you're bouncing up and down, because that gives you that deep thrust almost. And it's almost like that feeling of the grind.
Yeah.
And you're going so deep to actually you know,
it's really like whatever works for you, however you can stimulate your G-spot. Because remember, that is the key to squirting, is your G-spot stimulation. Again, this is going back from our previous episode. So, G-spot stimulation is very important when it comes to squirting. Now, a lot of people are confused. Like, they say, I can't squirt because they're only focused on the clitoris. And you're not going to squirt just stimulating your clitoris. That's going to be a whole nother orgasm that you're going to have. So, yeah, again, just make sure that you're aroused when you're trying to experiment with the squirting thing.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much all I have. Yeah. I mean, I will say this. If ladies, and I say ladies.
your face looked very serious. So I'm over here like intrigued. Like, what you about to say?
Because I say this is because I don't want to get a lot of mannish ass men.
Okay.
Because I know one episode I had got, oh God.
Every episode,
but it'd be like some of the stuff just be like, oh, G-spot, really? Can I stimulate yours? No, you bastard, you're about to get blocked.
Right.
You're about to stimulate the B-spot. Right. I was
like, stimulate these nuts.
But, ladies, like, definitely if you have questions, I mean, feel free to hit me up. I'm not really tripping. I told my best friend this weekend. She didn't know. So when I told her the topic, she was like, really? She had the same persona and misconception of, oh, it's just pee. And I'm like, yeah, actually, it's not.
Right, yeah.
And I actually am a squirter. Mm-hmm. And she was like, are you serious? Mm-hmm. Oh, I have so many questions.
Yeah.
So definitely if you have questions.
Same way, you know, our listener earlier had a question. We answered it and it was anonymous. Mm-hmm. We will do the same for you. Because I know, I think that's most people's concern, is that we're going to be out here. No, we don't do that.
No. We don't kiss and tell. We
don't kiss and tell.
But no, definitely, if y'all have questions, if you have any concerns, if we missed something about it, or if you had your own experience where you was just like, I don't know, sis, I just really think this was pee instead of something else, definitely give, you know, hit us up, DMs. We have a, what's that, the ask thing?
Yeah, the ask is called ask.fm/melodicallydope. Yeah. It's an app. If you go in your app store, wherever you get your apps from, just type in ask, A-S-K, and you'll pull up the app. I'm just saying.
I'll ask, baby. Right? I'll ask, baby.
Pull up that app. Search Melodically Dope. We have a profile on there, and you can ask questions anonymously. It won't tell us who you are at all. That way, you know, you may feel a little more comfortable asking whatever question you have, or even leaving us a comment as well.
I will also add that again. Well, I will reiterate and add something. So I want to reiterate the fact that, fellas and ladies, your ejaculation should not have any smell. It should be absolutely 100% clear. It should not have any taste either. Now, your not having taste depends on your diet. I'm sorry.
It depends on how you naturally taste anyway. It shouldn't taste different. Like, if he's eating your pussy, okay, it should not have a totally different taste if you squirt.
Right.
Okay. It should pretty much taste the same. So whatever your flavor is, that's what it's, whatever your flavor is.
It's like we had a snow cone shot. Can I get some Trenisha, please?
Right. That's the best flavor they got. I mean,
so funny.
Yeah. Make sure they're vegan. No.
But no, definitely, like she said, there really should not be any taste. There should not be any coloration. Mm-hmm. There should not be any smell. That's and fellas, just a heads up, if your girl smells, if she smell like piss, she pissing on you.
Yeah, she peeing. Like, that's that R. Kelly.
If y'all are in the bed, and that's another thing. Oh, another thing when doing it, lay something down.
Oh, yeah.
A towel, an extra blanket.
Because you're not really sure if you're going to get a gusher, or a puddle.
Or a creamer.
Or a creamer.
Definitely, I would always say lay something down, especially if you know your girl can get wet. This is really with anything, but definitely with squirting, because me personally, I will be honest and say I have soaked through mattresses and bed sheets.
Because she is a gusher.
So, you know, definitely I've had the experience of actually, you know, picking everything up, washing things, and cleaning things up. So I also know that it has no smell. It does not. If you come back the next day after y'all done had sex and it smells like a pissy, a five-year-old.
Like a little kid, the bed in the bed.
That can't hold their bladder. Nah,
she pee on you.
She lied to you. She not a squirtable.
Yeah. That's, you know what? One of our listeners said that earlier in my DM. She was like, if they saying that it's pee, it's because they girl is actually peeing on you.
Like, seriously.
And they just don't know how to squirt.
Absolutely. Because.
And you are right, boo. You are right.
It is. Absolutely. That is 100% right. Mm-hmm. Like, I cannot reiterate that enough. No smell, no taste, no coloration. It should not.
You know what I thought about when you said coloration? Hateration in this dancery.
Hush puddles.
All right, gusher. That was Tracy. Remember, Tracy is the gusher, not Trisha.
Whatever.
Your DM's about to be blowing up.
I'm finna, what is it? No comment, King. No comments. But no, for real though. Like, seriously, guys, if y'all, again, I mean, I can't reiterate that enough. That is the telltale sign. If she smells, not what you want.
That's that R. Kelly.
It is.
Pee on you. What's that song? What is that song called? Pee on you.
I don't remember.
It was like a pee on you. I don't know if it was a parody, or I highly doubt R. Kelly made this song. But
I would hope not.
But it was like a parody, and it was like pee on you. I cannot remember who did that parody, but it was something about peeing on somebody. I know that for a fact.
Well, Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so just to reiterate, no, squirting is not pee. Yes, every woman can squirt, and it just depends on the person, the stimulation, the arousal, and all that. So just experiment. The key note to this is just experiment and trial and error. Yeah. That's it. You're not going to do it the first time. You may not even do it ever, period. Yeah. But you have the ability to do so, and it's really just up to you to try to tap into that.
Absolutely. Again, statistics say 35 to 50% women only do it one time in their entire life.
And you probably have done it and just didn't realize it.
Yeah.
That's very, very possible.
And it's nothing to be embarrassed about.
No.
It's nothing to be ashamed about. Mm-hmm. You are not the only person out there. 100% of women can do it.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of you tapping into your own body and being, number one, secure enough, but also having control of your body and your vagina.
Yeah.
To say that, look, this is something that I do. It comes natural.
Mm-hmm. Or, just surprise them if you do. Have anybody ever been surprised? Like, or did they already know?
For the most part, whoever I'm sexually active with, I typically tell them. Prior to. The only person that I did not tell was the person I found out with
myself. Oh, okay.
But typically I give them the courtesy of letting them know, and that's only because the stigma behind it. I don't want it to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then I have to go through this whole educational course right during sex about what this, that, and the third is. But no, typically I do run it by them because I think it goes, and I think we mentioned that one time in our episode a long time ago. I think it's that conversation prior to sex of, are we sexually compatible?
Yeah.
If we're not sexually compatible, then, you know, definitely that question comes up.
Yeah.
Typically, it's, if that question comes, once we're talking about that, the next question after that is, do you?
Right. Yeah.
With all the eagerness in the world.
Yeah.
Do you? Are you? And oh my God. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, definitely guys out there that really get off on it.
It is. I told you, old dude flying chicks out because they squirt. So if you want to fly another chick out, it's Tracy. It's me, Tracy V.
<You're all haters>.
That's right. Me and baby finna go practice tomorrow. I'm trying to get into gusher status.
Volcano.
Right. I'm trying to erupt.
That is so funny.
Anyway, guys, so this has been another episode of Melodically Dope. Y'all can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Melodically Dope. Individually, I'm Trenisha. I'm on Instagram as Tatum_Tots. And that's Gusher over there.
That's funny. I'm Tracy. It's me, Tracy V, on Instagram, as well as it's me, Tracy V, on Snapchat. Also, remember to find the group.
Mm-hmm.
We will continue the conversation in the group. If you have questions, look for our Ask, not Ass.
Oh, ass, baby.
Look for our Ass. Slide in the DMs. Ask your questions. Definitely. We will definitely address them.
Mm-hmm.
Again, our goal here is to educate.
Yeah.
So
educate, have fun. Mm-hmm. We're like y'all's little mini sex therapists in your ear.
We are.
Yeah.
So, definitely. All right. This has been another episode. Also, right now, let's go ahead and plug this.
Mm-hmm.
We are definitely interested in partnerships at this point.
Oh, yeah. So most definitely.
If you have a friend, family member, yourself that has a product or a clothing line, that
a service or whatever
aligns with what we're talking about, whether it be music or sex, please hit us up. We're definitely interested in partnerships. Maybe we can work out some type of barter system for both of us to benefit.
Yeah.
And you can slide in our DMs for that too.
Yeah. Oh, no word. They're going to be sliding your DM, all right. Glusha. All right. Peace. We'll be right back.
slow. I'm not gonna rush the stroll so she can get a sexual eruption. So I can get a sexual eruption. So we can get a sexual eruption. Sexual eruption.